Okay, I'm here with Henrik Flyman from Evil Masquerade. Hi, Henrik, how are you?
Hi, I'm doing absolutely great.
Great, okay. So you're joining me to discuss Richard Blackmore for our special tribute week. But before that, can you tell me what's going on with Evil Masquerade at the moment?
Lots of things going on, except for more shows coming up. British cool shows. We have a new album out, just released a single, Like Voodoo, the new album will be out on the 22nd of April, which is just very soon, just around the corner, and I think it will be a really good album for people to enjoy.
That's great, yeah, well, I've already heard it, and I can confirm that it is awesome, so... That's great. Okay, well, good luck with that. And yeah, we'll move on to Richie Blackmore. So, as you know, we're celebrating Richie at Metal Shop Finland this week, because the idea is, why wait till someone's no longer here to pay tribute to them? So what do you think to that idea?
I think that idea is absolutely brilliant and almost 100% unique these days, because we've seen so many of the great ones passing over the last few years, and then they are icons and they are so fantastic, but while they were still around, they weren't getting all that support which they could have used much better when they were still alive. So this idea is absolutely great.
Fantastic, thank you. So can you tell me, what are your thoughts on Richie and his career?
Small detail about him, of course, but yeah. I know him from I of course followed him from Deep Purple and moving on to Rainbow, which were probably for me even better. I really liked them, especially the first albums with Dio, where I thought his songwriting was absolutely brilliant, and I think probably we saw more of his songwriting there, since Deep Purple was probably all five together. Rainbow was still a band and they were working together, but I somehow liked that even more, at least in the beginning. Later on, I think it was a little bit too commercialized, and still good, but not as magical in the beginning. And also, we're returning to Deep Purple again with the Perfect Stranger album, which I think is probably one of the best albums that they ever did. Absolutely fantastic album and songwriting, and I think also it feels like it has a lot of Richard Blackmore in that one. And then when he moved on to Blackmore's Night, I don't know what I expected. I remember I was extremely disappointed when I heard the first album. I was living in Stockholm, and it was exactly when it was coming out. I think maybe I had expected some Rainbow hard rock, and it was absolutely not. So I just lost him there for many years, and then I picked him up again some round 2000, and started to shake out the Blackmore's Night albums again. I think I've heard the Under a Violet Moon album, which I thought was absolutely brilliant, and then I checked the first one again, which has disappointed me when it came out, which I can't understand if I was on drugs or something, because it's absolutely brilliant as well. I just think it came with I had the absolutely wrong expectations, and I didn't give it the chance it should have gotten. And now I follow them. I can honestly say that the first album, and the second album, and the fourth and the fifth, I think Fires at Midnight also, and Goes to Rose, all those albums are albums I hear frequently, several times every week, which I can't say about many other bands, because on a normal week I will hear one of those, or probably all of those. I will hear lots of Blue Armstrong, Ella Fitzgerald, and lots of the older cool jazz guys. That's what I know I will hear every week, and that includes Blackmore's Night. I hear Blackmore's Night much more than I hear Rainbow or Deep Purple these days. And I think one of the things I respect Richard Blackmore a lot for is that he's not very, very many artists these days, when they get famous, they also get lazy. And I don't think he ever got lazy, even though I don't appreciate the more current Blackmore's Nights albums as much as the early ones. I still think they are working hard at writing new music and make it special. And it feels still that they feel it's important to prove something, that they want to make it really good still.
Yeah.
And that is pretty unique with him, I think, compared to most others with such a long career, because it tends to get really boring. But it's rarely boring with Richard Blackmore, and I really like him for that. And I think probably what I like most with him is the songwriter bit. I also think he's an absolutely great guitarist, and I like whatever he's doing. I never tried to copy him, so I don't know really what it is. But I'm clearly inspired by him because I've heard him so much. So sometimes there are some richer sounding things coming out when I play as well, which is of course very natural since he's a great inspiration musically.
But
I think primarily him as a songwriter, as an artist, I respect him tremendously for that.
Yeah, I was going to ask, as you're a guitarist yourself, what you've learned from him. I mean, you touched on it a bit there, so he's obviously influenced you in some ways.
Yeah, he's influenced me from what comes out of the speaker, but I never ever honestly sat down trying to copy a single riff from him or some solo stuff. But I think that comes unintentionally since I've heard it so much. So somehow it sneaks in there anyway, I think. So of course, of course you can hear lots of Rainbow and Purple and Blackmore in some of the stuff we have done. And that's not anything I would try to hide. I think that's a great source of inspiration. But I never tried to sit down and try copying anything he'd done. I can't play any song that he ever done. Maybe I can play some short parts of the song from memory, but I cannot sit down now and play one single song because I never learned it.
Yeah. Okay. So do you think rock and metal music would be different today if Richie hadn't picked up a guitar?
Absolutely. Evil Masquerade would not have sounded exactly how we sound. Because since he is one of the greater inspirations from hard rock for me, of course, several things from Evil Masquerade would not have been there if it wasn't. So, of course, yes, he's very important.
Yeah. Okay. You've mentioned a few favourites. Can you pick out a favourite work by Richie? One that you really like best?
No, I can't pick one that I really like best. That would be absolutely impossible. No, I could not do that.
So just the ones you've mentioned, you said the Deep Purple and the Rainbow,
A few good tracks, Deep Purple. I would say, for example, the song Perfect Stranger is absolutely brilliant. But there are so many others from Deep Purple which also are brilliant. With Rainbow, it could be Gates of Babylon, Stargazer, or Temple of the King, 16th Centuries of Greensleeve. There are so many. And with Blackmore's Nights, it could basically be any track from the four first albums. They are just great albums. Under the Ghost of a Rose, or let's say Ghost of a Rose, absolutely brilliant.
So safe to say you're a huge fan.
Yeah, absolutely. He's one of the few artists that during this long period he has kept putting out great stuff, and he's been around since forever, and he's still around and still putting out great stuff, and there are not that many artists that has been around for such a long time that keep putting out great stuff. There are a few artists that are still alive that's been around for as long time, but they have not put out as much great stuff. I don't think so.
Yeah. Okay. So to finish off, would you like to leave a message for the listeners who'll be listening to this interview?
Yeah, if you haven't checked out Blackmore's Night and you were as reluctant as I was in the 90s when they introduced the band, give it another chance, because I think some of the best songwriting from Richard Blackmore are in that band if you open up your minds a little bit. It's not being hard rock, because there are actually really good music that is not hard rock, and Blackmore's Night would be one of them, and I would recommend any of the four first albums to begin with, and then continue to the rest if you like it. For me personally, I would recommend you to check out the Digital Crucifix with Evil Masquerade, which is soon out, and it's one hell of an album as well.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. Thank you so much for your time, Henrik.
Thank you.